At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
So did you see that Aaron Rodgers confirmed he's married?
Yeah, that was strange.
So maybe that's why.
He wouldn't say, I don't
remember
think.
He kept saying there was like personal things.
Yeah.
Well, he alluded to somebody being sick and having cancer or something too.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's true too, but apparently he says that he's married. People questioned his ring, and he was like, yeah, I got married in all season.
I also saw he's complaining about a helmet that didn't fit during the mini camp.
Does he have a big head? Does he have a cakes club?
I don't think so.
I think they outlawed the type of helmet which he liked.
So,
maybe called a shut helmet.
Did he give the name?
What's the brand, I think?
I guess the woman's first name's Brittany, but I don't know if they ever gave the last name. I guess it's Rogers now, but
yeah, according to the story which I saw, on the McAfee show several months ago, he said had a girlfriend named Brittany, but unidentified woman.
He kept that on the down low. Yeah, Brittany.
Power couple. Look at that.
I mean, I think it's strange just because he's a public figure and he's definitely a mercurial guy, going to do his own thing. But I mean, I could care less if that guy's married or not.
Yeah, I know. But it's Aaron Rodgers, so it's a big story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, he confirmed that he had a wedding.
What's interesting is he's had all those different girlfriends, for better or for worse.
So this is the first time he's ever been married.
I think it's the first time he's gotten married. And since, my guess is he probably hasn't been dating her that long, maybe a year or two, because he's constantly had other girlfriends that we've been aware of.
Mm-hmm.
That my guess is this ain't going to go swimmingly.
I mean, didn't Danica Patrick say he's emotionally abusive? Like,
yeah.
I mean,
maybe it's a change.
Good luck to his wife. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people can maybe change a little bit, but it's just like when you've had so many different girlfriends and then you just, I mean, I don't know, can it work all of a sudden? You just find the one? I guess maybe. I would guess this is going to crash and burn spectacularly.
Well, maybe not.
I mean, they probably barely know each other.
Maybe she puts him in his place and that's what he needs.
Yeah. It's probably more like a Jordan Hudson deal. Makes him feel silly. And
just a lot younger, you mean?
Probably just like...
How old is he? Is he 41 or...
41.
He's
getting up there.
I mean, I don't know that all of his girlfriends have been public figures, but he's had a lot of public relationships with Danica Patrick and Olivia Munn.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just a random Britney.
Well, maybe what I'm saying. Maybe that's what
good
he needs.
But I just questioned the only thing I question more than anything is just the speedy nature of it when he's had so many... Like relationships in the last couple, like a year or two, whatever.
Hey, so Matt, did you guys watch Channel 4 News at all yesterday? I was watching it at, 4 o'clock or whatever. And there was a private meeting, DC budget meeting, to talk about the budget for RFK.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right.
And Mark Seagraves, who's a reporter for Channel 4, NBC 4,
mm-hmm.
he went up. I don't know where it was being held. I don't know if it was, it wasn't at the Capitol. I don't know what building it was at. He just walked in, opened the door, had his cell phone out, was recording the meeting.
Right.
Has his cameraman behind him, walks into the meeting.
Just barges
in. And there's like 20 people looking at him going, what's up? But they would. None of them said get out of here. They right. just they were answering his questions.
Was it because the camera was like live? Was it live, or was he just recording?
No, it was. I don't think it was live.
Uh huh.
I'm sorry. This is a closed meeting. Yeah. Canceled. Public can't come in.
Correct.
While you're discussing RFK.
Correct.
Yeah. You'll talk to us afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just walked in there. Yeah.
But he didn't get anything. He got nothing.
Well, eventually he talked to some people on camera after the meeting. But I just couldn't believe you can just walk right in there with a camera and a cell phone.
Right. Well,
I can't believe there wasn't someone outside of that door.
Right. There's not a
security guard.
Yeah. Nothing.
I mean, they were talking about some big stuff. I mean, the RFK funding is that's a big deal.
Right.
I don't know. It was just kind of awkward.
Well, Cakes told me that they're waving a white flag, that the people that are sort of the grandstanders.
Yeah, that's his political read.
Yeah, I'm very plugged. I'm very dialed into DC politics.
So I'm not worried. Cakes told me yesterday that the grandstanders, they've been taken care of.
That's my bird's eye view of this situation. Yeah,
Cakes right. on Capitol Hill.
Yes, right. exactly.
All right.
Well, that's political.
He might want to update his file because that's why Mark is there, because they're talking about removing the RFK
yeah.
portion from right. the budget.
They're talking about delaying it even more.
I know.
And Bowser's freaking out.
My people on the inside have been informing me about said
this is what Bowser
incident.
Said. Bowser said, a delay sacrifices our exclusive seat at the table and $3 billion in private investment. The commanders and my team are ready to iron out the details with the council to respond. It should be clear, but I have to emphasize, if the council strips the deal terms or budgeted dollars from the budget, it kills our agreement.
That doesn't sound promising.
And that's what they were talking about yesterday,
yeah.
is removing it from the budget. So that's
I don't
why
think it's going to happen, but we saw what happened with Ted Leonsis and Alexandria.
I don't know. So, it's exactly.
Rick Snyder's always said until he sees right some digging.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if this falls through. I could care less at this point.
Phil Mendelson, who's the head of the D.C. Council, he tweeted yesterday, despite reporting to the contrary, there are no plans to take the RFK funding out of the budget. In fact, I have said explicitly that the funding will be cabined. In other words, protected. I've never heard that word before.
Who's saying that? Who's saying
Phil
that?
Phil Mendelson,
okay.
the head of the D.C. Council.
And has he always been behind, like he's been pro-
Oh no! I think he was. He's,
no, I think he's on the
he's
fence.
He's had questions about it.
Yeah, he's on the fence.
He's got right. a good flop shot.
Yeah, he certainly does. Good short game. Really soft hands with the wedge. That guy.
I don't know. It was kind of funny to see that.
Well, I mean,
because Seagraves has been all over this. He's been the one guy that's been at all these meetings.
He's a pit bull.
Has he been on the record though, one way or the other? Like as Seagraves said, like. He's a champion for it, or he's simply been objective reporter?
Mendelson is on board with getting the deal done.
He is.
Yes.
So he's going to protect it, Mendelson.
And that other woman, what was her name? There's a woman, the brunette, Brittany something. I don't know if it was Brittany, but there's another woman.
I thought that the votes were on their side.
Everybody's named Brittany.
When the bean counters have gone through the city council,
right.
it was something like 8-5.
Right. Well, I mean, budgets do matter. They got to mm-hmm. figure out budget. Budgets absolutely matter.
Yeah.
But
I think that's just all it is. They're just trying to figure out the budget, where to take money from here and put it here. I think eventually it'll get done too, but it's not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's a picture of Jaden Daniels.
Looking jacked?
No, he doesn't look jacked. You can look at it. But there's a spear. And people are fired up that maybe the spear is going to make a comeback on the uniform.
Ooh, that's kind of tasty.
Does that get you steamed up?
I got to Google
this. The spear on the helmet is pretty good with the feather on it. It's a pretty good look.
Hold on, where did that come from?
You know, I actually, the first look, that's not a mannequin, right? I believe that is Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, it's, I think, from their media day a few days ago.
All right, so hold on. Explain exactly what's going on here, because I can't tell.
nobody really knows. There's not a lot of context to it. There's just this photo floating around social media of Jaden Daniels posing with a spear in a commander's uniform. But a lot of people are saying that's not a Native American spear. That's like a Roman spear.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
They probably don't know the difference.
How would you know the difference?
PR people might not know the difference.
This is,
you know what I'm saying?
This is from a Twitter account, J. Daniels MVP. And he simply wrote, Jaden Daniels at Commander's Media Day holding a spear. Possible throwback reference?
Well, hold on.
And a lot of people have fired up.
Because, wait a second. Please, I don't want to do 2 hours on this. Is this making people think that they're going to now be called the Redskins again?
No, I think it's making people think that they're going to put the spear on the uniform there, probably for like a throwback
game. Yeah, it's like a third jersey type of
deal. You know, the people get fired up for just the one game where they'll have that throwback uniform. People like cakes.
I get steamed for uniform tweaks and one-offs. I'm that person.
They're not thinking name change. Don't go that far.
Right. Who cares?
A lot of people care.
You don't care about what uniforms and helmets your team wears?
I care.
Yeah, but I care about every little detail on a team's uniform. I care about whatever sponsor patch they have. I care about random updates to the uniforms. I care.
I care marginally. I'll be honest with you. When the Commanders came out with all the uniforms, I didn't like them. I had a hard time working up a lather for him. Mm-hmm. Now I've got, like everything, I get used to it.
Sure, you've gotten used to it over the years.
I feel like I'm a normal person. You have your opinion, and then you get used to everything. So, like, if they add a spear, cool. That's cool.
Valdez, do you know how steamed up I was when Maryland brought out their pride uniforms the first time in prime time?
I hated those.
I believe against the U.
Of course, when they gave the beatdown to Miami.
You know how big that was?
At the Bird Stadium.
Yes. That's a great example because you guys loved them, and you guys were, I guess, publicly on the right side of it. I hated them. Because they were just too trendy.
Well, you don't have Maryland pride.
No, I just didn't have the vision. And then I grew to really like it. And now that's gone. Now it's gone, right? They don't do that
now
anymore.
Now they're going back to Terps.
Script. Right.
Yeah. Which is great.
Well, yeah, which is another great move.
I like the script, but that, my opinion, all that other stuff they were doing before with Under Armour, way better than going back to the script. Sorry, I like Coach Locke's.
It's still Under Armour.
I know. I'm just saying, Under Armour was kind of innovative with all that stuff when they first did that, right? And they had all the different uniforms and it was wacky and the flag on the helmet. Yep. And it was too much for me. This old man couldn't handle it. But then I got to really like it.
Grew
in it. Then they took it away.
They got away from
that. I feel like I'm back in the 70s.
And they went to the boring block M with the flag.
I didn't love that.
Yeah, you're missing a moment.
Well, I wasn't trying to document history. Yes, I remember that era. So that era
was terrible, and now they're back into the nostalgia. They're of the Terps nostalgia, curse
but not
and
as
script.
Good. Yeah. Sorry, I will say, sorry, like everyone, not as good as the other era. You think
I like them both. I'm kind of a sucker for the Terps cursive script.
Script greater than script guy. Maryland pride.
I like those pride uniforms, like all the different combos and the flag on the helmet.
Yeah,
and everything.
It's pretty good. That one of them right over there.
Some people have said, and I don't know if you feel this way, Valdez. You're very Maryland pridey, and I.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, just like you're very into songs and you know, like pride, whatever.
Well, I know the
theme songs or whatever you call them.
The victory song.
Victory song. You know all that stuff, and you're very like pro Dina, and like you love where you're from. I don't really care if I'm from Bowie. It's okay. People say Maryland might have the best state flag in the country. I mean, I've heard people say
there's
that.
There's a lot of talk about the Maryland state flag.
Do you believe that? Like,
No.
State flags are in the running?
Do you know any other state flags? Like,
no,
if you told me what is Michigan state flag.
That's what I'm asking.
I think Colorado
people
has
say that. People think that Maryland definitely has the best state flag.
I don't know if it's the best. It's
people
a top
five. People from Maryland say that they're obsessed with the flag.
Yeah, we are.
Because nobody else cares.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's a whole thing. People, especially in Virginia, have asked
me. Yeah, what's your nub state flag?
Well, it's blue.
It's just blue
with the seal of the Commonwealth.
It's you know what? It's boring.
No, it's got nudity on it. Yeah, we got some jugs on our flag. Yeah, are you kidding me?
You got jugs?
Yeah.
Let me look this up.
No, but people always say to me, they say, hey, what's going on? Why is everyone so effing obsessed with the flag? Well, it's because it got indoctrinated in us. from Under Armour and all of the logos and everything.
You don't think it was before Under Armour?
No. No, I don't think it. I really think they were the catalyst.
They took it
for
to the next level.
They took it to the next level.
Virginia has a woman with a nip slip. I mean, yeah. I mean,
she's standing on top of the dude.
That's not a slip. That's full on exposure.
You guys have an X-rated glass.
Six separate Tyrannus. Who cares?
How has that not been canceled? I think I might want to cancel it. I don't like canceling anything.
We can't cancel that. We should celebrate that.
Maryland state flag greater than.
Yeah, and I don't understand this. I've lived in Virginia for 15 years.
Yeah. Have you ever seen it?
No. I'm just saying, like.
You're considered a Marylander. You're a Maryland.
Yeah, he doesn't care about Virginia.
But do you think you're more of a Virginia?
I mean, he's a Maryland guy.
You're a Maryland guy.
He's a Maryland guy through.
I know you live in Virginia.
Well, I'm just saying, like, don't you think I would have moved back in my 15 years that
not
I've been down?
Not necessarily, because it's not convenient for work. You know, I mean, I guess you could live in Maryland on the edge, you know, but.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
No, I think you like Virginia.
I do like Virginia.
Push come to shove.
He likes
Virginia. Where are you
going to
be buried? Where are you going to be buried?
He loves Maryland.
Where are you going to be buried?
I told you they're going to use my ashes as divot repair at Hidden Creek.
All right.
Or we'll bring it out at the Purple Heart
Open.
Yeah, the Purple Heart Open.
All right, I can't top that.
I'm saying we. Like,
I think
you're not going to outlive me.
You're going to be buried in Maryland.
Eric, you have to know at least a few state flags.
California's a silly.
Yeah, California has a silly.
I'm not looking up anything.
Okay, don't do the stupid bit.
I've never done a stupid bit.
What's on the California state flag? Come on.
I don't know.
What animal is on this?
And it's not a cricket.
This doesn't mean I haven't seen it. It just means it didn't have any impact on me. What color? Let me ask you a question. What color is it?
Is it a bear?
Yellow? I'm seeing yellow.
Is it a bear?
It is a bear.
Is it yellow? What color is their state flag?
It's white with some red on the bottom.
Yeah, I don't.
But I'll be honest. I wouldn't know hardly any of these. These are the 50 state flags. And I would say Maryland is definitely in the top five, if not number one.
I mean, clearly.
I know the one third down from the bottom. Is that Colorado?
Colorado's pretty good.
Colorado's is very recognizable.
That's a very recognizable one.
You know the Texas state flag, don't you?
The star? Let me see. Yeah, so I mean, okay. I'm not playing dumb. I never play dumb.
Texas has
dumb
a silly
comes
flag.
Easy to me. I never play dumb.
Sometimes it's tough to tell.
I mean, if I say, are you going to grab a bee by the hands, I'm doing a zing.
Well, you thought, yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yesterday,
there.
You thought you could be struck by lightning by picking up a golf club in your living room.
Well, because I've seen lightning strike a phone, and I've been there. And by the way, people were sending me things about their TVs exploding being struck by lightning. Well, just so you know.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.